UFOs. One thing about UFO sightings, it is very easy to find articles about people seeing and reporting them, but very hard to find information about places where UFOs never go. I devoted some time to this, and yet I came up empty-handed. There are some government facilities which none of the workers have reported seeing UFOs, but I think this might be like the time a UFO was over O'Hare Airport and all the workers there were told to not to say anything. I think I had one of the lesser sightings years ago, before drones were around. It was a distant object in the sky, but the light it gave out was so powerful, you wouldn't want to stare at it. I think we should have known we were not going to get the juicy information from the government they were hiding, and one indication of this was when they changed the term UFO to UAP. It was almost like they were starting the UFO saga all over again, hoping what had taken place in all those years before would be forgotten in time. It was like one of those long-range plans the communist Chinese make, like a 10-year plan and so forth. With all their promises of transparency, we are still buried in cover-ups. There are still people who mistrust the government to telling us anything truthful about space and UFOs, who don't believe we ever went to the moon. I think one of the worst things NASA did to help undermine the moon landing was to release photos of the artificial landscape and moon lander they were using to practice on. It looked so real, many people came to believe this stage was used to fake the landing altogether. NASA has built test areas before, but this was different because it looked too real. How come we never see a sign which states no UFOs were seen here? I guess that would not be very popular for a town trying to attract visitors. Another statistic which is near impossible to find is one which keeps track of UFO landings. Sure, we all know about some, but I don't think there is anyone who knows the entire story of how many land in a year. They do land sometimes, and once in a while it even makes the news. One landing I talked about before happened in Queens, New York, by Flushing Meadow Park. A bus was carrying retired people coming back from gambling in Atlantic City, New Jersey. It was on the Grand Central Parkway going east when a UFO was spotted landing in the park. The bus pulled over and the people watched until the UFO took off again. I wish I could have seen that. I believe there has to be interaction between some of the people in the space program and UFOs and possibly aliens. With all the years we have spent sending probes throughout the solar system, we must have eventually come across UFOs. We do know that many of the things which have come out in videos and such have been said to not be UFOs, just pieces of ice and such, even though they all looked identical to each other. When a 20-mile-long piece of a tether broke off and was floating in space, many UFOs came to it, and they all had the exact shape. They were round, big, and had a sort of notch in the same place on all. It would be foolish to think pieces of ice could all be so identical, yet that was the standard reply for NASA, who said it again. There seems to be a lot more people than we suspect who have seen aliens. Some are famous and have come out about their experiences, while others are ordinary people like us. I think most famous people might want to hide the fact unless they were Hollywood types. Some of these people could also just be saying this thinking it will somehow get them more fans. I am really not up on the current crop of stars, being someone far past my prime, but I know who Miley Cyrus is, and she claims to have been chased by a UFO while driving a car with a friend along for the ride. She said it looked like a flying snowplow. Roswell seems to never go away. The crash occurred on July 8, 1947, and stories are still coming out about it. That's 77 years ago. It was also said there was a second crash which occurred, but we don't hear much about that. On top of all this, as hard as it is to believe, a whistleblower stated there are still secret files about Roswell which have not been released. My guess is they have to do with the capture of a living extraterrestrial. It is being said there are a lot more UFO sightings over the state of Washington. One has to wonder why. Is there something aliens would be particularly interested in? It is interesting to note some of the space companies located in the state are Aerojet Rocketdyne, SpaceX, Boeing, Blue Origin, and Spaceflight. There are also some military bases located there. My bet is aliens have their eye on the space companies and are monitoring their progress. Could one or more of them be on the verge of a huge discovery which could change everything? We know some companies and government agencies are working on stargates, which are wormholes. We know some progress has been made, but we are far from getting one in this century, but we seem to have succeeded, according to one witness, of opening a hole in the fabric of space-time. While I couldn't find stats on places with no UFO sightings, it doesn't mean these places don't exist. I did find a place that reported only one sighting last year, and that was a village in Scotland known as North Ayrshire Village. The description of the object was a black cube. It was above a home, and the motion it made was one of a tumbling object. I know now I will never know the true UFO story before I die. There was a time when I had hope of finding out what was really going on, but somewhere along the way it became obvious to me the secrets wouldn't be revealed in my lifetime or maybe ever. There are powerful people in charge of this data, and they seem to be above any others in the government when it comes to UFO data being released.